All right, so yesterday we continued the discussion Surat Anbiya from verse 2 onwards. In verse 2, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَا يَأْتِيهِم مِّن ذِكْرٍ مِّن رَبِّهِم مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. No new admonition from their sustainer reaches them, but they listen to it while occupied in their play. And play here is not necessarily in the physical sense that you're playing on a playground. It means that you're occupied in frivolous things, in things which don't have much benefit. لَاهِيَةٍ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are engrossed in play. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. The unjust confer in privacy. They have secret meetings. هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. They say, who is this person but a human just like you? فَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. Why then are you being trapped in his magic with your eyes open? So they knew the Qur'an had a captivating effect. They tried to explain the captivating effect of the Qur'an by saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using magic. The Qur'an is magic because he's not an angel. He's not a different creation. He's a human like us. So how can he produce this this kind of words? Instead of accepting that these were not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, he was merely communicating it. He himself was saying that these are the words of Allah. And you, allowing the Qur'an to improve both their material as well as their spiritual sides, they chose to reject it. They chose to reject it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds and says, قَالَ رَبِّ يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say to them that, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, my sustainer knows whatever he said in the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ السَّمِعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He's the Yarin Nawa. All these secret meetings that you have where you raise these issues to say that, no, he's only a human like us. How can he produce this Quran? It must be magic. Allah is aware of this. Now, that is what we discussed yesterday. We take the discussion further today, verses 5 and 6, right? بَلْ قَالُوا أَدْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. Apart from this, they say, these are absurd dreams. So they would fluctuate in their arguments. At times they would say that the Quran was magic, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was producing magic. On other occasions they would say, أَدْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. Means confused dreams or hodgepodge of dreams. You know when shaitan comes and puts different things in your mind while you're sleeping and you wake up and you... This is a whole mixed up dream. In our terminology, perhaps that would be a more accurate description. A mixed up dream. Dream about this and that and everything, like a kachumar put together, you know. A fruit salad. Whole lot of different things in different combinations in one bowl. So they would say, nah, this is things that he imagines and then he puts his imaginations into words, or he dreams up, he conjures up these things. Balif tarahu. No, he has fabricated a lie. So sometimes they would say these are confused dreams, a hodgepodge of dreams, mixed up dreams that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is putting into words. Then at other times they would say, no, he's making this up. It's not dreams. He's just making this up. Bal huwa sha'ir. No, he's a poet. Then on other occasions they would say, nah, he's just an expert at using words very rhythmically, with effective themes, you know, in a very captivating way. He's a good poet. So from calling him a magician, to saying that he's confused dreams, to saying that he fabricated, to saying that he's a poet. So Allah says, they then go say and say, no, we can't accept this Quran because of all these allegations. فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ. He needs to bring us a miracle. كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Like the previous prophets brought a miracle. What they were failing to realize, the miracle was in front of them. The Quran itself was a miracle. But Allah says then, مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. The towns which we destroyed before them never believed. Meaning the miracles came. And when the miracle comes and you don't believe, Allah will destroy you. When you haven't been shown the miracle that you're asking for, Allah will still give you respite. But if you ask for a miracle and say, we will believe after we see the miracle, and the miracle comes and you still don't believe, then Allah is going to destroy you because you've asked for something and you still haven't accepted. So Allah says, are you ready to believe? أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will these people believe now? It's not about not sending a miracle. It's about the principle of Allah. If the miracle comes, then you won't have any further respite. Either you believe or you're going to be destroyed. And that's why Allah hasn't sent these miracles that they were demanding. It's not that Allah is not able to send the miracles. But that said, the Quran in itself was such a great miracle. And why couldn't they see that? Rather than saying it was confused dreams, or it's the words of a poet, or it's the words of a magician, or that it's been fabricated, there's no authenticity to it. Instead of saying all of that, why don't they just accept the reality of the Quran, which is that it is a miracle because it's the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there's a great lesson for us to learn here, right? In the end, people will make all sorts of allegations when they can't constructively respond to what you have to say or what you have to offer. All sorts of allegations. And the allegations will fluctuate because of their desperation. One day it's this, one day it's that, one day it's that. Because they don't really have something constructively to bring up. So they'll bring up all sorts of things. But in the end of the day, you've got to stay the course and approach it the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had approached it. We're coming up now to just about 11 minutes before 8, time for a commercial break.